F. Learning at a distance. With recent advances in information technology and people's increasingly busy lifestyles, it is not surprising that over 60% of American colleges and universities now provide online courses as well as traditional classroom programs. This means that students can save money by not having to commute or relocate. Schools also benefit because they can increase student numbers without having to spend money to build more classrooms or open new campuses in different regions. Unfortunately, the quality of instruction in online courses is sometimes poor. Instructors accustomed to classroom teaching often have trouble developing materials for online courses. Many also prefer not to teach online because they worry that students will copy and distribute course materials freely. A further problem is that schools sometimes pay less attention to online teaching when reviewing the performance of teachers, a fact that may encourage instructors to put less effort into online courses.
Questions. Number 23. How can colleges and universities benefit from online courses? Number 24. What is one problem for teachers of online courses?